Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day you're listening to this. I'm Jason.
And I'm John.
Welcome to another episode of Bumper Sticker Wisdom. I want to start this episode because there's been some major changes since the last episode. We are now officially available on most podcast platforms, Samsung Podcast, Google Podcast, rssfeed.com. There was another
Amazon Music,
Amazon Music,
and Apple
Podcasts. So we're trying to get to everybody in a more efficient way. So with that being said, I'm going to pass this on to my brother John. He's going to say a quick little prayer for everybody, and we'll kind of get this thing going.
Yes, sir. Heavenly Father, we just, again, thank you for giving us a chance to be here and just giving us an opportunity to know you better. Father, if there's anybody listening right now that needs to hear something from you, allow those words to come out of our mouth, Father. Whatever it is that needs to be said for somebody to start to find healing, to start to find hope that is found in Christ Jesus, Father, allow those words to come from us. So we're going to let the Holy Spirit guide us, Father God, and we're not going to lie. We're going to tell the truth as best we possibly can, Father God, and we're just going to love each other. And it's in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Well, okay.
It's been 2 weeks, man. It feels a little weird because last week we were doing things to try and get this thing out in other areas.
We recorded, but not. We just kind of were trying to record to see how the video feed would work and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
TikTok, we will have some videos available coming up on that. We talked, we're switching Bible Roulette to TikTok.
Yeah, I think so. I think that makes a lot more sense. It's small content that we could throw out there.
Yeah, just to kind of broaden our horizons, get it out there to more people, make it more accessible for everybody.
Right.
I don't know how to start. Well, okay, I'm just going to dive right
in. Just peel the Band-Aid, man.
The message Sunday at church, which was kind of disheartening, kind of it's kind of easy to get discouraged with that kind of message, you know, when you lose your passion, you lose your way, that kind of stuff. I thought about it, the more I kind of was getting into the whole situation, I really started to quickly realize that we're not losing our way. We weren't designed to do this all on our own. And he knows that we're going to have these slip ups.
Yeah.
I think the biggest part of it is knowing that the price has already been paid.
Yeah, man. I think what you're talking about is, you know, the kind of the message was getting back to your first love.
Yes.
Right. And how Christ is speaking through John in Revelation to the seven churches. And about how, you know, what was the one church like, you're doing everything right, but you took me out of the center of it.
Yeah.
Essentially is what it says. It's like, I could see why it would be disheartening because it's like, you know, you can't be both hot and cold. I wish you were one or the other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
just the message had it got me in a lot of ways.
Yeah. And I can understand that. I really can because look, I've been dealing with it recently too. Like kind of, I don't know, bro. I constantly deal with qualification and you know, everything that we're doing is, you know, bigger than myself. And then I start to wonder, am I doing it for selfish reasons? Am I doing it because I want something more? Yeah. Am I doing it because I want to get, you know, out of the private sector and start doing my own thing? You know, I don't know. But honestly, I don't feel like God brought me here for selfish reasons. But I think that it's nothing wrong with growing and doing something for God and also receiving back blessing in return, right? That's part of the deal.
Yeah.
Although if it doesn't, then we have to be comfortable with that too, right? Yeah. Kind of like the guy that wanted to be healed and James wanted to be healed in The Chosen. And he's like, the healing isn't for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's
for imagine the testimony you will have.
Yeah, dude, to be out here healing people.
You can heal people, but you are not healed.
Right.
You know how that's going to resonate with people.
Yeah, and that was a very impactful scene, man. Yeah. Like, I was having a hard time getting through it. But
because at first, James had that look on his face like, are you serious? Really, bro? Like, and then at the end, you know, he had that smile and that giggly. And
yeah.
he was all for it, you know
what right
I mean? Right. So but beyond that too, it's just thinking about you can't be half in, right? But even though we're 100% in, it doesn't mean that we're not going to have moments where we're not quite all in, if that makes sense, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. They even said it during service, like, this world is distracting. There's a lot of things that take away our attention. You know what I'm saying? Hell, this right here takes away our attention, even though we're still focused on Christ and, you know, trying to keep it in the center of things, but it's easy to get distracted.
Yeah, we're still doing the best we can, but this is, I don't think it takes up as much time as we quite would like for it to.
Yeah.
But it's still taking up a lot of time.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It really is.
We're at that point where we're trying to stay fully invested in this and try to still keep our other activities, you know, a full head of steam with them, our Bible studies, our other small group. You know, and then, of course, we have personal lives. I mean, it's hard because my wife has been chomping at the bit to get some time with me.
Yeah.
And things just kind of haven't fallen in the right, you know, the chips hadn't fallen in the right place for her yet.
Yeah.
She's look, you know, thank God she's so patient with me, but
right.
I get it. Just we're trying to do a lot of stuff in a small amount of time. I mean, we both still we're full-time workers.
Everything.
You know, we're full-time fathers and
yep.
sons and yep. husbands and yep. uncles friends. And yeah, brothers
trying to,
and
yeah, trying to be yeah. yeah all those things yeah. yeah
still trying to make time to make this work. So yes, distractions easy.
Yeah.
It's very distracting. Yeah. A lot of stuff is very distracting. But what I kind of took from it after it took until I got home. I you know, we were sitting at church. I was just like, God, my head's hanging low. Like, I was kind of getting to the point where I didn't want to hear the message anymore because I'm, like, getting very discouraged. I was kind of getting to that. I was almost getting an attitude about it. You know, like, God, really, man? You got to remind me that, you know, like. But that's not – once I got home and kind of really got away from – because obviously I worked Sunday. And, you know, I mean, me and you talked about that. And I said I would never do it again. But, you know, things happened.
Yeah.
But.
Well, you got an opportunity to get away and start digesting it.
Yeah.
And processing it.
And it worked out. It worked out well because that whole time I was thinking, I'm like, Jason, what's wrong with you? Right. You know that you're imperfect, that everything you're doing is not.
Yeah.
You know right. that. I mean,
100%.
And so with that being said, that little bit of time I had, that time I had while I was working, I really got to, because I was by myself, I really got to kind of reflect on the message. I got to digest it a little, and then it was like I had this sense of relief, like, well, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, there's one thing I know about – I need to stop saying that. I know a lot of things, but it's specifically to this. And when it comes to spirituality, church, religion, whatever you want to call it, man, toes get stepped on. You know what I mean? And I know that's uncomfortable. But we need to be challenged, right? Yeah. You're not going to grow without challenge.
Yeah. Smooth seas don't always build a skilled sailor.
No. You know what I mean? They almost never do. Yeah. Right. You know? And, you know, we've talked about a lot of the challenges that we've had growing up and the things that we went through in life. And, you know, I don't get here today without struggle.
Yeah.
Right. That's why Romans 5:3 is so important, right? We can rejoice too in the problems and trials. It's because it's part of the process. That's part of it, right? But the one thing, if I could encourage you for just a moment about it, number one, it's hard to preach out of Revelation, right? Because
a hard book to read.
People, I mean, we're all focused on the wrong thing, though. Yeah. We're all focused on the
terrible things that are going to happen during that time. Yeah. We're not focused on the beautiful thing that's coming in the end.
Yeah, we have to remember the good news.
Yeah.
Right? Not focusing on the one grain of salt, but on the pile of salt. And if you guys want to know what we're talking about, go to our Facebook page because we did a description on it. the salt shaker effect.
The salt shaker effect, yeah.
But at the also, number two, revelation is good news, is one. Two, really what they're preaching about was focus.
Yeah.
Bro, we get out of focus really easily, especially now with all of the things, you know what I mean? And shoot, I'm a huge sports fan, man. A huge sports fan. This is my one of my favorite times of the year. March Madness is around the corner. You know what I'm saying? So it's really easy for me to get distracted right now and to be focused on those kinds of things. And really all they're trying to remind you to do is shift your focus back. That's what Christ is saying too. Don't forget, shift your focus back. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's still possible while we're breathing and living and breathing to focus, shift our focus back.
Yeah.
It's not that's who you're going to be forever.
Yeah.
As hard as it is.
Yeah.
I kick my own self in the rear end way more than anybody else does, so I totally understand. Well,
of course, and we've talked about that multiple times, we are our own worst critics.
Yeah, for sure.
But it just, it says something, and you know how it is. Every time there's a good message being delivered, you know how it's always, you're sitting there and you're like, why are you calling me out?
I know. Why you got to be looking at me right now, bro?
Yeah, and that's just, you know, it's that way. I mean, but it also, too, I think is very good for you because you do get to understand just how impactful, because you don't think that everybody in the building is saying the same thing.
There's a bunch, yeah.
That message was clearly helped and created with someone that was receiving help from the Holy Spirit at this point.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like if you're reaching everybody in the building.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, everybody in the building is hearing it. That's for sure.
No human person can come up with that and reach that many people.
Yeah. Sorry. I had a scripture earlier that I won't, and I lost it.
No, you're good. You're good.
You're absolutely right. And then too, we have to think about it in that moment. Are we reacting out of pride? Out of moment of pride, because we don't. I'll go back to this. You think about that scripture where it says, you know, many will come and say, Lord, I've done all the, you
look at all the things that I've done in your
right,
name.
Right, right, right.
And he'll say, get away from me, for I never knew you.
Right. Yeah. So what you're thinking in that moment is you're sitting in there thinking about all these things that you're dedicated to, this podcast, this studying the Bible, sharing the Bible with people, sharing in men's group and in couples group, and you know all these things. Look at what I'm doing for you. Yeah. Look, I said the same thing on this podcast about the church recently, and I re-listened to it, and I'm kicking myself in the butt. Like, that's not where it's going. You're not doing it for them.
Yeah.
You're doing it for God.
Yeah.
End of discussion.
Yeah.
The conversation over, and what God chooses to bring into your life or take away from your life, bro, I promise it's for good.
The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away.
That's right. And it doesn't feel good and we don't like it. We only like when it's given. Yeah. You know what I mean? We don't necessarily like it when it's taken away, but really.
Oh, no, there's sometimes, man.
That's fair. There are times when taken away is addition by subtraction.
Yeah. When things happen in a kind of nonchalant way where you think it's tragedy.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, what's going on? Like, I'm not going to make it. And it's like, I don't really know what this is, but it's helping.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
I got you. I know it's hard, and it's hard to hear. And again, you know, I don't want to take what they're saying and put it in our podcast and be like, you know, here's this. Hopefully we're describing it well enough.
Yeah.
It was Revelations chapter 2-ish.
But he's really 5. Through 8, I think.
Somewhere in that area.
Yeah, something like that.
It was really just discussing, you know, Christ talking to the seven churches about what's coming. And he's like, look, you know, here's what you're doing. I can't remember which church it was that he was telling them, like, look, you're doing it all, everything that you've been called to do. But you took me out of the middle of it. You stopped being about Christ, right? That's what rang so clearly to me was like, It's about my focus.
Yeah.
Is this about me and what I can gain? Or is it about Christ and what we're trying to gain for him?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
100%.
I think I shared that scripture with you. Maybe it was today. About does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul or something of that nature?
I'll tell you right now. And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but are yourself lost or destroyed? That's Luke 9:25.
Luke 9:25.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
But you got to think about it, though.
And how many people are out there? I'm sorry,
I didn't mean
to interrupt you, but while we're still on this, how many people you think that's all they can think about is seizing the world?
Yeah.
Seizing their opportunity. See, I mean, I have seized the day tattooed on me.
Right.
But it's that was a different time in my life. But how many people do you think live by that little credo of, the world is yours. Go and take it.
Well, carpe diem.
Yeah. Of course.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're focused on just seizing what's of this world, you are not going to reap the benefits of what is not of this world. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Quickly.
Yes. And I think that also curses you in a way because you're not going to get the things in this life by selling your soul.
Nope.
You know what I mean?
You'll get them, but they'll be fleeting.
Oh yeah. It's a.
Yep. 100%. Yeah, we both just had this look at each other like, I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, I don't know what else to say. I don't know, man.
Well, and I don't know. I heard a song earlier that kind of, there was a lyric in this song. I was listening to one of the Christian radio stations or whatever. It said, it was, "What are we waiting for?" But the lyric that stood out to me was, "Why are we wasting time like somebody's making more?" And I was like,
oof.
Wow, that's a gut punch, bro. For a minute, I'm like, man. And obviously, they're talking about our relationship with God, our relationship with Christ. Why are we wasting time, right? Oh, we're pushing ourselves out there, and we're trying to do these things, and we're so dedicated to pushing it out there and trying to grow the kingdom. You know what I mean? But at the same time, we're still living, breathing humans being. We're in the moment, right? So, look. I would be lying to you. I'd be lying to the world if I said right here, right now, I'm doing all of this with no hope of trying to profit from it.
Yeah.
Or trying to, that's a lie. It's a lie.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get famous. I'm not trying to do any of these things, but I'm trying to, why couldn't it be a living?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I'm right there with you. You really sit and look and you think about how different this podcast would be if we could spend the same 40, 50 hours a week that we spend working on this. Like the video feeds would be better. We would know the equipment we need. We would know, we would actually would come to the point where we could try to figure out a way to get people to actually kind of interact with us a little more, hopefully through social media or any of like our TikTok or our email or something. Give us some kind of feedback. That way we can actually help the people that have a question or whatever. We can actually respond in that way. This all goes to what, you know, We'd have time to study kind of what it's going to take to get people involved. Because right now we're just basically begging, like, hey, reach out to us. Like, hey, can we help you?
Please.
There's something that you need prayer with or whatever. We're not going to blast you on the show, but we're going to privately pray for you. I mean, there's several things that we are basically begging the listeners to interact with us. And it's kind of disheartening when they don't, but I get it. We don't know the technique to take or the best way to get people to reach out to us and stuff. We may be going about this the wrong way, and that's it's no fault other than time. We don't have the time to kind of do some of that stuff. So.
Yeah. Well, and again, that was part of the reason we're changing things a little bit, right? When we got started, it was really the quickest route to starting, right? Because if there's one thing I know.
Yeah, there's more than one thing.
We're going to have to just create a segment that says, that's called If There's One Thing I Know.
One thing I know.
Anyway, if there's something that I'm aware of about that, it's like the longer you wait, the less likely it is you're going to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like kids out of high school that want to go to college, but they decide to take a year off.
Yeah, most of the time.
They don't come back, man. You know what I mean? So that was, you know, just the idea of we all get the same amount of time every single day. And I know for a fact that there are a bunch of other people doing similar things that we're doing that are probably devoting more time.
Yeah.
They probably are. You know what I mean? We're doing the best we can do.
Yeah. Well.
And I don't want, I'm not going to allow myself to be discouraged. Are you going to say, am I doing my best? Eh, maybe.
Maybe not. You know?
Can you do more? Maybe. Yeah. Maybe you could.
Yeah.
But you're doing more than a lot. We're doing more than a lot. But what does it profit a man to gain the whole world, this whole thing, and lose his soul, man? I'm not in it for the, I'm in it for the everlasting. I want to get to that.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And if it means somebody has to come and stomp on my big toe and say, "Hey, bro, get back to your first love," I bet I'm ready to receive that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
So you know, you said you want us that we should do a topic of if there's one thing I know. I want to just share the one thing that I know.
Come with
before,
it.
It's better to be pissed off than pissed on.
That's definite. I think I knew that one too. You know, the whole point of all of this is like life is difficult, man. Everything's hard.
Yeah.
It is. You ain't gonna hear nothing different from us. And honestly. I think what I want to talk about next, I kind of already talked to you about a little bit, was, you know, I shared that scripture with you about Jesus telling Peter, get thee behind me, Satan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And really it was because Peter was focused on the wrong thing.
Yeah.
That's Peter, bro. Yeah. Like, this is a man who walked on water. This is a man who was the cornerstone of Christ's church. You're the stone. I am the rock on which it's built. You're the cornerstone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is Peter. Mm-hmm. And then he has a denial. I mean, this is like, come on, man. Yeah. Why are we beating ourselves up over these things when this is what this was? You know what I mean? But then I went back and started reading through the temptation of Christ, the 40 days in the desert. You know what I mean? And, I should do another segment that's called You Know What I Mean, because I say that a lot too. So anyway, sorry, I'm dumb. Anyway, at every temptation that the enemy has against Christ, Christ combats it with God's word, you know what I mean? And like just beats him back with it. And the last one, you know, Christ said, no, you should not tempt the Lord. And it says, the very next sentence says that the enemy went away.
Yeah.
Right? So.
But came back.
But it said, until the next opportunity.
Yeah.
Right? So that just reminded me, like.
It's a never-ending battle.
Those opportunities are coming constantly.
Yeah. Every time you do something that's out of context with what you express in your faith, the enemy is going to poke his nose in there and try to get your attention.
100%.
He's a nosy SOB, man. He wants to be in your business.
Well, we should all make sure everybody's aware he's good at what he does.
Yeah.
He's the great deceiver. He's a liar. He's the father of lies is what Christ calls him.
So, man, it's really crazy. That's a very, very crazy statement because we don't see him.
Right.
Per se. But if you pay attention to your surroundings, you can see him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Pay attention to the surroundings that you have around you. You can see him in many ways that it ain't just Satan just standing out there like, oh, here I am. But
yeah. Oh, no.
Look at the actions of some people that are happening around you. Pay attention to yourself.
Yeah.
Pay attention to the because I know I'm the worst. If I'm following behind somebody and they don't know what they're doing, I'm calling them jackwagons, not quite so politely.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? Gotcha. You don't think that's him creeping into your mind, telling you like
he's taking advantage of your impatience.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, so if you really pay attention, you'll notice that he's around.
And show me your friends and I'll show you your future.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The people you surround yourself with is your first step.
Yeah.
Really. I know that's
absolutely.
That's probably going to step on a lot of toes because it's hard But are you strong enough in your faith to stand in the midst of the wolves in sheep's clothing yeah. and impact them and change them and help them repent? Which just means change their minds. Yeah. You know what I mean? Change the way they see it. Change the way they think. God's word says that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that I am Lord.
Yeah.
That's every.
Yeah.
Every means every.
It means all. It's
all.
All, yeah.
You know what I mean? So
it just, it, look, there's, I, it's, you know, the show me your friends, I'll show you your future. I got a lot of friends that I don't hang out with anymore. I wouldn't call them friends. The people that used to be my friends that I really liked to hang out with, they were fun.
Yeah.
We always had a good time. They were people I liked to hang out with, but it was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad. We were doing bad things. We were doing illegal things. We were doing things that 9 out of 9 people would frown upon, you know?
Yeah.
It just come to that point. That's why I don't have that physical attachment to them. I don't talk to them anymore. I don't hang out with them anymore. It's because it's bad. It's bad for business. It's bad for my spirit. It's bad for my soul. It's bad for everything.
Yeah. Well, what's, you know, when you think in terms of the Bible, God's word, you know, everything is really descriptive in agricultural terms, right?
Yeah.
There's a talk about pruning, you know what I mean? And really pruning is just removing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So at some point, when God gets a hold of your heart and you start to change, right? Because this is a process.
Yeah.
You don't wake up at the end of the race.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to run it. As much as we'd all like to get to the end, that means that as you change, some things are being removed, being pruned, right? We talked about the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Sometimes the takeaway is a blessing. Yeah. You know what I mean? Probably a lot of times the taking away, almost every, no. If God's doing it, it's a blessing, I promise you. You know what I mean? I don't know why it was so hard for me to say that, but. If God's taking it away from you, you don't need that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if God's giving it to you, you want that.
Yeah.
You know, that's it, man. And I hate that. I know that there were more than just you and me sitting in that church on Sunday feeling discouraged.
Yeah.
I hate that.
I felt like the biggest douche ever. Because I was catching myself trying to turn the message off. Like I'm like
trying to ignore it.
Yeah, just trying. I'm like, man, like this is disheartening.
Yeah.
This is
I don't want to hear this.
Yeah, I don't want to hear this. But
this is not encouraging.
I kept kind of getting drawn back in because the message was really, really powerful. And so as I was trying to pull myself out of it and just talk. You can talk all you want. I ain't listening no more. Instead of being able to do that, I was getting drawn back in, and I think that's what kind of helped with the being able to digest it and really kind of get something out of it while I wasn't there when I was working. You
know what I mean? That probably represents some growth, honestly, in your life.
Yeah.
Honestly, if you think about it for a minute, it probably represents some growth in your spiritual walk with Christ.
Yeah.
Because ask the same man a year ago if he would have digested that.
I probably wouldn't have even been there.
Well, you know, let's just say perchance, because you did come to church some.
Yeah, I went, but
not often. I get it.
Not near. Well, not even close. I mean, if we're not at our church, we're at another church,
right?
Basically every Sunday, unless something major happens, you know what I mean?
Right. And that's what I'm trying to say, though. You know what I mean? Like, compare that person had been there. Yeah. Let's just say a year ago you were there and happened to be there in attendance for that message. What would you have taken out of it then? You would have shut it off completely, and you wouldn't have, you'd be like, I ain't coming back for a while.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's kind of
what it really affected my attendance.
Yeah. Which a lot of things do, man. It's easy.
Yeah. Well,
can I tell you why that I get involved in so much at the church? because it keeps me accountable.
Yeah. Well, and me and you've talked about that with this too. I mean,
yeah,
but I don't feel like either one of us like wake up and like, oh God, man, it's Tuesday. I don't see that being the case.
No, bro. On Friday when the week ends, I'm like, it's almost Tuesday.
Yeah. You know? Well, and so like last Tuesday, you know, we didn't make the decision we weren't going to record until Monday.
Right.
And we did that because we're trying to figure out this video feed, how to get more people engaged and stuff like that. And
the more platforms, the better.
Yeah, the more platforms, the more ways you can reach people. You can't just reach people. You put all your apples in one basket, you're contained to that container. Like, that's it.
It's like a bonsai tree.
Yeah, you're not growing anymore. Yeah. You're that's there. That's a good point. That's all you can get out of it, you know? But spread your apples across multiple boxes. That's going to multiple grocery stores.
Yeah.
Here, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Because we're still producing the apples, but we're keeping them in the same basket, they're never going to get to anybody.
That's right, 100%. So, you're absolutely right. That's a good point.
But that being said, we made the conscious effort Monday night not to record, that we were going to chase this video thing. That Tuesday that we did that was probably one of the funnest.
Yeah.
Because we really got to turn our brains off and just kind of
let go of the constraints.
Yeah. Just kind of dive into what the main purpose is and let's focus on that and then
Can I tell you the conversation that we had that evening? Although it went in some very strange places, stuff that I wouldn't put on here, but like, look, everybody knows we've been very transparent about our own personal behaviors, right? Like, we know that maybe our behaviors aren't quite in line with God and what he wants from us 100%, but we recognize that that's part of the process. And as we lean further into him and lean further into his word, you can't help but be changed. But Rome wasn't built in the day, baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? God wants to change you, but he doesn't want superficial change. He wants real, legitimate change. Yeah. And so, you know, we say things. We talked in ways that we can't hear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And again, even though we shouldn't necessarily talk like that in general, sometimes you just got to get stuff out. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You just have to get it off your chest and let it go. I mean, we talked. Oh, God, where am I going with this? We talked about
all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, but we talked about the fact that this hasn't exploded yet, and the discouragement that it brought.
Yeah,
and I brought something up, you know, that we had said to ourselves that we were trying to prove that we could do God's will willingly.
That's right,
and I think that's part of the reason that, you know, because I mean,
preach.
He's going to make sure that, you know, our timeline ain't based on his time. His timeline's not based on ours, rather.
Yeah.
But we can't just try to force feed this, because this may be a test of character. Are you guys really going to do it willingly?
Test of faith, test of patience.
Yeah. Because you look, we said we were going to do God's will willingly.
And we're going to do it anyway. Yeah. One person going to do it anyway.
Even if it's only one person. So.
Yep.
That being said,
he's gonna hold you to that too, buddy.
That's why that's part of this. I think that's part of the test.
Yeah.
Are you really gonna do this for me?
And I love the fact that we're transparent enough to allow conversations like this to go out to people to hear.
Yeah.
Even though it may only be a couple of people that'll hear it initially. Yeah. Man, I really appreciated our friend from the Bible study, just like he was hyping us up so big yesterday. Like, nah, bro, y'all just keep doing what you're going to do. It's going to blow up. It's going to, and like, dude, that's huge. I love that.
That's him though. He's the biggest. If you're in with him, if you mean anything to that kid, he will be your biggest supporter. I mean, don't take this the wrong way. It's like our wives.
Yeah, I got you.
It's a male version of our wives.
Yeah, I was going to say something like
that. That's him.
Yeah.
If you are part of his inner circle, that's it.
Yeah.
You he's there. He's going to ride or die with you and for you. You know what I mean?
I want more and more of those around me,
and
man.
That's his character. That's just how he is.
But it was motivating, too, bro.
Tell me about it.
Because it tells me, like, okay,
he's like
maybe he's that one right now.
He works for me.
I got you.
He works for me. That's how that kid fuels my fire every day.
Yeah.
He's like, come on, man, you got this. He's like, you got this, boss, man, you got this. Like,
we going to do it. We going to make it.
Yeah,
it's cool.
You know,
it's cool.
It's hard not to. I mean, he's but that's part of the reason that I've always kind of taken him with me everywhere I go. You know, he worked for me before. And then once I started my company, you know.
Yeah, you brought him along.
I brought him along with me because that's how he was when he worked with me before. He was just, that dude's throwing a pot of stupid on the crazy fire all day. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, come on, man, we got this, we got this, we got this. He's energetic. He's very positive.
He is bringing the energy. That is full show.
Yeah. And he's very positive. And that's the kind of people, when you talk about the people that you want to surround yourself with, you don't want to surround yourself with somebody that makes you feel like you're never doing enough or you're never doing right. Or
Let me tell you something. I've been around folks like that. We've talked about that on this podcast about,
and it's
part of the reason that I don't share my writing and my guitar playing and all that kind of stuff, because of the discouragement.
It'll suck the joy out of your life. And don't let anybody steal your joy, because once you do, that's game over.
It saps the desire to even try.
What it does is it destroys that relationship with that person that killed your joy. That relationship will no longer be fruitful or beneficial to you. Let one person steal your joy like that, and it's
game over.
Yeah. It's game over.
Full show. So I also kind of wanted to talk about yesterday in the living room, just because I feel like I'm still getting it off my chest.
The reaching out to her brothers?
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. I knew that was exactly where you were going with that, too.
You know, I wasn't going to. Again, I wasn't going to, but I just feel like I have to. Because part of this purpose of this is for us to motivate not only ourselves, but other men to freaking talk to each other and to love each other, right? Like God's word says, what was it in Romans chapter 12 when we were talking about being a living sacrifice?
Yeah.
It literally says to love each other genuinely.
Yeah.
He's not just talking about men and women, brother. He's talking about everybody. You know what I mean? And people who genuinely love each other share in the burden.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and you look, I want to kind of clarify this too. When he says everybody, he does mean everybody. He means people you don't know. He means people that you haven't even met yet. He means when you see these tragic events happening on the news and these people are losing everything they got, you know, the Amarillo area, the Texas Panhandle,
all the
had
fires.
A terrible session of fires. I mean, multiple families and counties and everything has been affected by this. And you have to have somewhere in your heart some kind of love for them and compassion, because that's Jesus. That's how he was. You know, you don't think that he would have, the only difference between us is he'd have walked there. You know what I mean?
Like word.
He would have walked there and then given everything he had to get the word out, you know. I mean, that's the look. We're never going to do it perfectly, because there's only one perfect person to ever exist in this entire world,
right.
And we all know who that is. That's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's the only perfect man. It's the only sin free man. I'm going to rephrase that. It's the only perfect person, sin free person.
Yeah,
that's it. There's never been another. There will never be another.
No,
but he wants us to walk in his lifestyle. Or in his way. And you know, if you are truly being a vessel for him to have his way, you're gonna start to realize that, man, you're starting to love some folks that you didn't even think you could.
Right. What does it say when we talked about love is patient, love is kind, whatever. In that section,
not boastful, not
In that section, there's a part of it that talks about we talked about serving others, right? But it even basically says, if I serve others without love, it's pointless. It's useless. So you can go through your closets, you can go through your cabinets and get all the food and all the clothes and all those things and take them to the people who've been affected by fires or whatever, or been robbed or whatever. But if you're not doing it out of a place of love, that's an empty gesture.
Yeah. If you're doing it for attention or for recognition that you did that.
Yeah, or to make yourself feel better.
Yeah.
Because
look, I do a lot of stuff. I'm going to be the first person to tell you this. I do a lot of stuff to make myself feel better. When I'm struggling with something, I do certain things that make me feel better.
Yeah.
Which in the end,
part of that's a coping mechanism.
But in the end, let me just tell you what that does.
Yeah.
I realized that the act was selfish, not selfless.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And yeah.
And I noticed that I catch myself having to tell people that I did it.
Yeah.
For affirmation.
Yeah.
It's like you shouldn't have to tell people you did something nice.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You're going back to scripture, man. Like, what does it say? What did I say about?
Yeah. Do not let the right hand see what the left hand's doing.
Right. Because what happens when hands come together?
When the two come together, they clap. Yeah.
And it even says in there that I tell you this, you get your reward right here, right now, if that's what you're going to do. You know what I mean? If you're going to go out there and pray in the streets and be public and look how awesome I am.
Then there's nothing wrong with that if you're doing it for the right reasons. No, but I've seen so many people. Remember, that used to be a big thing around here.
Yeah, it did.
I remember when I was a younger kid, when I was like fresh out of high school, and 45th was our drag.
Yeah.
Remember that? 45th was like the cool street. Everybody drove up and down 45th all night long, Fridays and Saturday nights.
Yeah. Cars used to gather up at that freaking parking lot.
United. And the old Taylors Hastings and all that stuff. And, man, you would see people out there just screaming in their megaphones and, you know, and trying to preach, but you would see some that were, it actually was intriguing. And as a kid, considering what I was doing as all this is going on, you would not think, I mean, I'm literally partaking in some illegal activities in a car while I'm watching them. And I'm thinking, man, that's awesome. I want to be out there with them. You know what I mean? But as a young man, to see that, clearly they had something going on in that group where they're preaching. They're preaching at the cars. Right. They're preaching to they're preaching to anybody that'll listen.
Yeah.
But clearly they had something going on. If they caught my knuckleheaded butt's attention,
you know what I mean? Yeah, like,
if you can get this knucklehead's attention,
clearly
they had something going on because I was not in that then.
Right.
And I'm just like kind of looking off in the crowd, and I'm just kind of watching. I'm like, man, that's, you know, they're out there. They're kind of got their own little praise and worship going, and they're preaching, and I'm just like, man, that's awesome.
Hey, good for them.
Yeah,
dude.
You know, I want to get out of the car, you know, and go hang out with those guys for a little while. Like,
that's awesome.
But you also would have them ones that would come running up to your window screaming at you with their megaphone.
If you don't repent, you're going to
repent. I'm just like, holy crap, you know, and then those were the ones that I was usually not really yelling nice things to, you know, I would yell back. I mean,
yeah, of course,
natural instinct, but,
so
you take that into consideration. I think the ones that were, and I may be wrong. I mean, that's the beautiful part of it about this is we don't know any of that stuff, but
well, if you remind yourself what love really is, right? I'd have to go dig out the scripture. I'm pretty sure it's in Corinthians. I don't know where it says love is angry.
Never.
Right.
You think so?
And so when you approach somebody with angry, are you loving them?
No. Scolding, maybe?
Scolding me?
Yeah.
Even that comes out of anger.
Shaming me?
Judge not lest you be judged.
Yeah.
I did have a request.
Let he is without sin be the first to cast this, or be first to cast the first stone or whatever.
Yeah.
Or let he who is without sin cast the first stone.
That's right. I mean, think about it. Judge not, lest you be judged. And we did have a request from one of our followers to talk about judgment. We're not going to do that this time.
Oh, yeah. So we got some interaction going on.
A little bit. Yeah. Starting to get some emails out there and stuff.
Okay. But. So I would like to hear your take on that. Just a quick little backdrop of what you think about it, though.
About?
Judgment.
I think judgment is his
yeah.
and not mine. And so,
but you just notice how judgy people are.
You know what I'm saying? Even me. I'm a judgy too. I judge off appearance. I judge off a lot of things. Yeah.
I judge off actions.
Yeah, absolutely.
You will get more judgment from me off actions than anything.
For sure. And you know, some of that's to protect ourselves, you know, and all that. And I think that's okay. But as far as protecting yourself, but we're supposed to love everybody. But
I catch myself popping off like.
Oh, I know. I know.
All the time. Like
100%. You know, yes, sir.
I had a little episode at the little coffee store a couple weeks ago, and
oops,
yeah, I popped off extremely loud. The guy was behind me, and he wasn't too happy. I didn't care. It was funny,
but
I was just like, "Oh, then don't park like a jackass." You know what I mean? Like that was my whole thing. I was just like,
but so. I think that's a topic that can get really intense, you know, talking about judgment, because you're talking about a lot of things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And again, because of the way we try to keep these time frames, I don't want to start that conversation yet. But to get to the conversation that I was about, like, kind of leading into was, I had a moment over the weekend that was... I don't know, I kind of lost it for a minute.
Yeah.
And I actually, not like I'm quitting, but I actually told, and it had.
I know what got you. It's the reaching out and feeling like no one's.
Yeah, so we've talked about it. We're pouring a lot out to people. This, we're talking again about discouragement, right? Like, we're putting this out there for anybody in the world to hear it. First of all, they got to know about it before they're going to hear it, right? So that's, again, that's part of it. But it's just...
It also has to be the right message for them too.
And sure.
Look, man, you can. If someone is not willing to be receptive to it, I mean, you can force feed them all the.
They're not gonna
hear a word you're saying. It goes for any. It goes for parents that are trying to discipline a kid that they're taking it to the extreme or whatever. You know, and it's studies have proved that, you know, when you.
Yeah.
Excessively yell and scream at a child, eventually he just becomes unresponsive to that.
Right.
You know, and
shame on me because I did a lot of that myself.
But that being said, that goes back to kind of your point. I mean, we can only put it out there for you.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I'm talking about not just this too, like putting it out there for in all these places and all these areas and all these people that have plenty of access to me. It really was centered around my children, right? Because who am I going to love more than them?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I hate to put this out there because I know they'll probably hear it at some point, but I got to be honest. Like, I don't feel like I hear from you most of the time unless you need something.
Or you reach out first.
Or I reach out. If I reach out to you, I'm going to hear back from you.
Yeah.
Right? Didn't used to be that way either. Yeah. It took time.
It's the same with me. Same thing for me.
But it's the same with it. What I found was it's the same for in a lot of different areas of my life, not just with my kids, right? And so, like, I started feeling like, what am I doing all this for?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm broken in week two.
Yeah.
I have problems
you can't
too.
You can't always be the ringleader.
I don't have a problem leading.
But no, I'm saying you can't always be the ringleader and be bulletproof at the same time.
It's not possible.
You know, that what I think everybody has to understand. I mean, with all the different things that you have your hands in. Look, I think I have a busy schedule. My schedule is nothing compared to yours. So having your hands in all that, I think, gives you more of a chance of having some brokenness to need help with, because you got people looking up to you in areas of your life. Like, you're in the prayer ministry at church. You have multiple small groups that you're in charge, that you're running, you know.
Yeah.
That I just happen to be involved in both, but I'm not I'm not that guy.
Yeah. You've done your part. You've done a couple of times. You tried. You're putting yourself out there. Yeah, that's my boy. I like it.
But you were making yourself susceptible to more disappointment.
Yeah.
With everything that you got going on. You know what I mean? You're from a human aspect, that's exactly what's happening.
Right.
So it's a little easier for you to get discouraged and to have some animosity maybe, you know, about some of that stuff. And I get it. I totally understand.
Right.
I totally get where you're coming from, and I can totally vouch that I can see it a lot of the times. And I'm one of the world's worst. You reach out to me first, just about every day. But in my defense, it's
just
5:30 in the morning.
That's just timing. That has nothing to do with
it. In my defense, it's 5:30 in the morning.
What I was getting at too, though, there, like, you know, I reach out daily to that group of people, to my kids. I'm going to say it to my five kids. And they all do a good job now of responding. They didn't used to all the time respond, but they do now much better than they used to.
That's a dagger in the throat, too.
It really is.
When they don't respond.
Yeah. But then I noticed that if I don't reach out, I don't hear nothing. Almost always, not always. I every once in a while, one of them will, but most of the time they're not reaching out to say, "Hey, Dad, how are you?"
It's like, "Hey, can you help me?"
Yeah, I don't want.
I need this.
I don't want somebody to come to me, my wife and my dad specifically, because, dude, I love them. They are everything to me, and I give them. They get all of it. You know what I mean? They get
the
all
good,
of it.
The bad, the ugly.
They get it all, right? And praise God for their patience with me and all those kinds of things, and their willingness to love me through it. But I don't want to give them everything. You know what I mean? And I don't want to hear what's wrong.
Yeah.
I want to hear, how are you?
Yeah.
I love you. You know what I mean? Just checking in. Just because I love you. I want to know what's up.
Yeah.
That's it. And so last night I'm like, what are we doing this men's group for?
Yeah.
What are we doing this for? If it's not for that, for us to be able to learn that we got to reach out to each other.
Yeah.
And I was also kind of teaching a little bit about hearing the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Right? Like, because I don't know about you, but I'll be going through my day and one of the six of you or however many there is will pop into my mind.
Yeah.
And most of the time I don't do anything with it.
Well, yeah. But also, too, don't beat yourself up about that, because probably when that happens, you're probably just like I am. It's elbows to booty holes. You know what I mean? So
that's a great way of saying it.
But do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just it is what it is. I mean, a lot of the times, most of the time when one of you guys come to mind for me, it's as I'm working. It's something that reminds me.
Yeah, you're in the midst of something.
I'm in the middle. I'm in the middle of something, and not to sound like I'm not putting you guys in a place of importance or anything. But most of the time, like, and it's the same way with my wife. A lot of the times, my wife will call, but I'm up on a roof. I'm hanging off the side of a balcony.
Yeah.
Well, I can't really answer.
Yeah.
It's the same with you guys.
Yeah.
So a lot of the times it just happens. It'll happen. I'll start thinking about like our really in Mondays at work are really the time I think about everybody the most, because as I'm working, I'm thinking about what we're going to do. Mondays,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And it always happens when I have myself in kind of a dangerous atmosphere.
Right.
Well, at that point, I mean, it's...
Well, don't stop what you're doing.
I can't reach out to anybody at that point because, I'm hanging off the side of a third-story balcony. Or
right.
I'm doing something like that. It's not nothing necessarily that I don't want to. It's
absolutely.
Just, you know, conveniently, it's not happening.
The reason I brought it up, though, is I was challenging all of us, including myself, you know what I'm saying, to be like, look...
There's a couple members of that group I haven't reached out to at all.
Yeah, for sure. Make an effort.
Yeah.
And don't just call me because times are tough.
Yeah.
Don't just hit me up because, man, I don't know how to deal with this. I need your help. Yeah. I need your guidance. Do that too. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Hey, how are you? Do you need help with something?
Check on me. Check on your friends.
You need some guidance from me? I mean, you need something.
Check on your brothers. And, man,
check on your folks.
I'm talking to every single person that ever hears this from today until the end of time. Check on your people, man. Yeah. Check
you
on your people.
To. You have to.
And...
But that, it's something that's another one of those things that we take for granted until that person's gone.
Shame. And you're not wrong, dude.
Until that person's gone, then when that person's gone, it's like, dang.
Yeah.
Dang.
Now what? Now I got to live with regret. Mm-hmm. I don't want regret, man.
No.
I don't want regret. And it comes down to that same conversation we were having a little earlier about why are we wasting time like somebody's making more?
Yeah.
You know?
That, you know, there's several things that you could kind of pin to that too.
Yeah.
Because scrolling is like an addiction nowadays.
Oh yeah, just being on TikTok.
Just the simple little thumb action of scrolling up. Yeah, I don't have Facebook, but when I did, it was that way for me. You know,
Instagram, Twitter, TikTok.
Yeah, I catch myself going to the bathroom, take a little thumper dumper, and I'm scrolling on my phone. Next thing I know, my legs are asleep. You know what I mean? Like, how long have I been sitting here? Like, that's just what it is, dude. But it's I don't care. If anybody says they haven't done that, you're a liar. Like, yeah. You're a liar.
Preach, bro. I'm not saying you.
Yeah. I'm just the one that had the guts to freaking point it out. But no. But you look at the things that when you look at the things that people waste their time on nowadays.
Yeah, any number.
The excessive scrolling, the nonsense. I mean, a lot of nonsense. There's a lot of things out there that us as humans we waste our time on when we could be using that for.
I could be studying God's word.
Exactly. That's exactly where I was going. Or that quiet time with God in the morning. When you say you don't have time, but you've been up for 45 minutes and you've sat on the toilet and you've taken a shower and you've scrolled through TikTok for 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah. On the crapper.
Yeah. While your legs are falling asleep.
Yeah. Oh, man. I love this. I really do. I think this is what I just wanted to kind of reach. The reason I brought it up, honestly, is it's not just for men. It's for everybody. Number one, for those of you who are not getting reciprocation, you're not getting fed back, you don't have to do this alone. God is for you. He loves you. Keep pouring out into people. Don't let that stop you because it's important. For those of you, the rest of us who don't do such a good job of reacting and reciprocating that love and that effort that people put in, man, just make small adjustments. Yeah. You know, one of the things, 1 degree change. If you make a 1 degree change in a cut of a board, it changes everything over time. Over distance, it changes everything. Yeah. So just make some 1 degree shifts.
Make that 1 degree cut on a 4x8 sheet of plywood.
Right.
And try to get them square. From that point
it's
on.
Done. You ain't it's gonna over. Happen.
Yeah. It's game over.
Right. So, you know, and then imagine that over the course of 15 to 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, how much difference you can make just by making 1 degree shifts. Yeah. So, man, love each other and they'll love you back.
Yeah. I have a dad joke.
Come on, dad jokes.
Dad, what's the difference between a piano, a tuna, and glue?
I'm afraid to ask.
You can't tune a fish, but you can tune a piano. Kid, what about the glue? Dad, I knew you'd get stuck on that.
We're dads and we love dad jokes. Today's bumper sticker wisdom, I think it just kind of fits in line with a big part of the conversation. Vincent Van Gogh is a quote. There is nothing more truly artistic than to love people.
That's a good one.
Yeah, think about that for a few seconds. So,
yeah. It falls right in line with the love all.
Yeah. You know? And it's hard. It's hard, you know.
Love thee as I've loved ye or something like that. How's that go?
That sounds about right. Yeah. Yeah, it sounds about right. So, you know, we just want to remind everybody that we are on social media. I think it's BSW John and Jason or John and Jason BSW, one of those two. Yeah. On Facebook, we just put out our first TikTok today. We are on multiple podcasting platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Samsung Podcasts, RSS.com, a few others, and trying to expand to more. We do have an email address where you can directly interact with us if you choose to, bswunbound80@gmail.com. I'm not spelling it out this time. Just figure it out. outside of that, man, we love you. I'm John.
I'm Jason.